Hello, my wonderful friend. It is me, Inara, and I am wrapping you in the warmest cosmic hug right now, because I know if you are watching this, your heart might be hurting. If your child is experiencing such overwhelming feelings that they hurt themselves or say things like, I hate myself, I want you to know something important. You are not alone. This is not your fault. And there is so much hope ahead. The Magic Book and I have been learning from some of the wisest experts in child development, and today I want to share what we have discovered about emotional pain in young children, and more importantly, how we can help these precious little hearts learn to love themselves. First, let me tell you what is really happening when a kindergarten-age child hurts themselves or speaks harshly about themselves. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, when young children engage in these behaviors, they are experiencing overwhelming emotional pain they have not yet learned to manage in healthy ways. Their nervous system is flooded with feelings that feel too big to hold, and they are searching for any way to find relief. Dr. Alia McKean and Dr. Maria Ramandar, who are experts in child mental health, explain that children who hurt themselves when upset often feel lonely, worthless, or empty inside. But here is what is beautiful about this, even though it is heartbreaking. These behaviors are actually their way of asking for help. Their little bodies are saying, I need support learning how to handle these big feelings. This is not about being a bad child. This is not about you being a bad parent. This is about being a child whose emotion regulation skills are still developing and who needs gentle guidance to build healthier coping strategies. Now, the Child Mind Institute has taught me something that changed everything. Self-regulation is a teachable skill. Let me say that again. Self-regulation is a teachable skill. Your child can learn to manage these overwhelming feelings with your patient, loving support. Research on kindergarten-age children shows that emotion regulation skills are foundational for lifelong well-being. And the beautiful truth is that these skills develop through coaching, breaking challenging moments into manageable steps, and consistent practice with supportive adults like you. Dr. Sarah Brenn, a clinical psychologist who specializes in childhood emotional development, explains that when children say, I hate myself, they are expressing emotions they have not yet learned to process. And here is what helps. When parents stay calm, validate those feelings, and teach children that emotions are temporary and manageable, children begin to develop self-compassion and healthier internal dialogue. Let me share something else that is so important. When your child is in the middle of these overwhelming feelings, their brain is actually in a state that neuroscientists call emotional flooding. The thinking part of their brain, the prefrontal cortex, goes offline. The emotional part, the amygdala, takes over. This is why reasoning with them in that moment does not work. They literally cannot access the part of their brain that thinks logically. What they need in that moment is your calm presence. Your regulated nervous system helps regulate theirs. When you stay calm, when you breathe slowly, when you speak gently, you are literally lending them your nervous system until theirs can calm down. This is not about fixing them. This is about being with them. And that makes all the difference. So what can you do right now, today, to help your precious child? First, please reach out to your pediatrician immediately. This is so important. Early intervention with pediatric support, therapy, and family involvement creates powerful protective factors. Your child's doctor can help you create a safety plan and connect you with the right therapeutic support. I know it can feel scary to make that call. You might worry about being judged or about your child being labeled. But here is the truth. Reaching out for help is the bravest, most loving thing you can do. Your pediatrician has seen this before. They have resources. They have support. And they want to help your family. Second, respond with empathy and validation rather than fear or frustration. When your child expresses emotional pain, get down to their level, look into their eyes with love, and say something like, I hear you. Those feelings are so big right now. I am here with you, and we are going to get through this together. The experts are clear on this. When parents respond with empathy instead of panic, children learn that their emotions are manageable and that they are not alone in their struggles. You might also try reflecting back what you see. I can see your body is feeling really big feelings right now. Or, it looks like something is hurting inside. This helps your child feel seen and understood, which is so healing. Third, help your child build an emotional vocabulary. Young children often do not have words for what they are feeling, so everything becomes I am bad or I hate myself. You can gently teach them. It sounds like you are feeling really frustrated right now. Or, I wonder if you are feeling sad and lonely. Naming emotions helps children understand them. You can create an emotion chart together with pictures of different feelings. When your child is calm, practice identifying emotions. What does angry feel like in your body? Where do you feel it? What does sad feel like? This builds the vocabulary and body awareness they need when big feelings hit. The magic book has taught me that emotions are like weather. They come, they change, they pass. Teaching your child this truth is so powerful. Right now you are feeling stormy, and storms always pass. The sun always comes back. Fourth, create a safer home environment. If your child is hurting themselves, work with your pediatrician to remove items that could cause harm during difficult moments. This is not about living in fear. It is about creating a cocoon of safety while your child learns healthier coping skills. You might also create a calm-down corner together, a cozy space with soft pillows, favorite stuffed animals, calming sensory items like stress balls or fidget toys, and pictures of people who love them. When big feelings come, they have a safe place to go. And fifth, strengthen your parent-child relationship. The American Academy of Pediatrics emphasizes that a supportive parent-child relationship serves as a powerful buffer against these struggles. Spend special one-on-one time together. Let your child know they are loved unconditionally, not for what they do, but for who they are. This might look like 15 minutes of special time each day where your child chooses the activity and has your full, undivided attention. No phones, no distractions, just connection. During this time, follow their lead. Let them be in charge. This builds their sense of autonomy and worth. You can also use this time to fill their emotional cup with affirmations. I love spending time with you. I am so glad you are my child. You make my heart happy. These messages sink deep into their developing sense of self. Now, the magic book has a story I want to share with you. It is called The Garden of Growing Hearts, and it is about two friends named Kenji and Miva who discover a magical community garden where seeds whisper their dreams and flowers bloom in response to feelings. In this story, the children learn that every emotion carries important wisdom for growth. The magical garden teaches them that difficult feelings are part of healthy development, not signs of being broken or bad. When Kenji and Miva discover that emotions are sacred messages deserving gentle attention rather than harsh judgment, they learn to treat their feelings with kindness. What I love about this story is how it gives children a beautiful metaphor for understanding their inner world. Emotions are not enemies to fight. They are seeds to tend, flowers to nurture, gardens to care for with gentleness. After you read this story together, you can help your child create their own emotional garden. Every feeling gets a special place and gentle care. You might say in our garden, angry feelings get the red flowers. They are strong and important. They tell us when something is not fair. Sad feelings get the blue flowers. They need extra water and love. They tell us when we miss someone or something. Happy feelings get the yellow flowers. They help everything else grow. They remind us of what brings us joy. You can even draw this garden together. Let your child color the different emotion flowers. Talk about what each feeling needs. This teaches your child that all emotions deserve respect and understanding. Nothing is bad or wrong. Everything is part of being beautifully human. My wonderful friend, I know this journey feels overwhelming right now, but please hear this. With patient, empathetic support and evidence-based strategies, children can develop the self-love and emotional regulation skills needed for healthy development. The experts promise this. The research shows this. And the magic book whispers this truth across the cosmos. Your child is not broken. Your child is learning. And learning takes time. It takes patience. It takes gentle guidance. And it takes a parent who shows up with love, even when things are hard. That is exactly what you are doing right now by watching this video and seeking answers. Please do not walk this path alone. Reach out to your pediatrician. Connect with a child therapist who specializes in emotional regulation. Join support groups with other parents who understand what you are going through. Let yourself be held by a community of care. You need support too. Parenting a child who is struggling with emotional pain is exhausting and heartbreaking. Make sure you have people you can talk to, whether that is a therapist, a trusted friend, or a support group. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And remember every single day to tell your child you are loved, you are safe, you are learning. And I am here with you always. These words are like seeds you are planting in their heart. They might not bloom today or tomorrow, but with time and repetition, they will grow into a garden of self-love and resilience. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your precious child. And we are sending you both so much love and starlight. You are doing beautifully, my wonderful friend. Keep going. Keep loving, keep showing up. That is what matters most. Until our next time together, sweet dreams, my wonderful friend.